This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has approved the construction of 6-lane greenfield access-controlled Nashik-Solapur-Akkalkot corridor in the state of Maharashtra. The 374-kilometer highway will be built at a total capital cost of 19,142 crore rupees. Briefing media about today's cabinet decisions in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the Nashik-Solapur-Akkalkot corridor project will provide connectivity to important regional cities.
Today, the Nashik-Solapur corridor has been approved. This corridor is very important. It will connect many major cities and several large industrial centers. Its construction will be completed in 2 years. It is a 374-kilometer project and an investment of 19,142 crore will be made in it. So this is the largest value of BOT project ever taken up in our highway system. This project will reduce the distance between Nashik and Solapur by 14% and travel time by significantly reduced by about 45% between Chennai and Surat.
Time significantly kam hogi, 45% reduce hogi between Chennai and Surat.
The Union Cabinet also gave its nod to widening and strengthening of existing two-lane and two-lane with paved shoulder of NH-326 in Odisha. The total capital cost for the project is over 1,526 crore rupees. Mr. Vaishnaw said the aspirational and tribal districts of Gajapati, Raigarh and Koraput will greatly benefit with the upgradation of NH-326. Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan today said that this year the government undertook a series of landmark reforms marking important chapters in the country's national journey towards Viksit Bharat 2047. Launching the Government of India Calendar 2026 in New Delhi, he highlighted that these reforms were guided by a clear objective to ensure inclusive growth, strengthen economic resilience and lay a sustainable foundation for country's long-term development. In Madhya Pradesh, 8 people have lost their lives after consuming contaminated drinking water in the Bhagirathpura area of Indore district. More than 35 others have been hospitalized with complaints of vomiting and diarrhea. Taking cognizance of the incident, Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav has announced an ex gratia assistance of 2 lakh rupees each to the families of the deceased and has directed officials to ensure proper and quality treatment for those affected. On the Chief Minister's instructions, a zonal officer and an assistant engineer have been suspended, while the in-charge deputy engineer has been removed from service. A 3-member inquiry committee has also been constituted to investigate the incident. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has announced the revised dates of board examinations for Class 10th and 12th. For Class 10th, the revised date of board exams will be 11th of March 2026, while for 12th grade, the revised date for board exam will be 10th of April 2026. The board said the dates have been rescheduled due to administrative reasons. CBSE has also asked schools to disseminate this information to all concerned students and parents. The flagship initiative of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Pariksha Pe Charcha, has crossed a historic milestone with over 3 crore registrations recorded till yesterday. The Education Ministry said the scale of participation highlights Pariksha Pe Charcha as a true Jan Andolan. Students, parents and teachers from across the country have shown overwhelming interest for participation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today greeted the nation on the occasion of the second anniversary of the Pran Pratishtha of Ram Lalla being celebrated on the sacred land of Ayodhya in Uttar Pradesh. In a social media post, Mr. Modi described the anniversary as a divine festival of faith and tradition. Dense fog conditions in the northern parts of the country have affected train and flight operations. According to the Delhi Division of Railways, more than 50 Delhi-bound trains are running late. Similarly, air travel has also been affected due to bad weather conditions. As per the Delhi Airport, 148 flights have been cancelled today due to foggy weather and poor visibility. Of the cancelled flights, 78 were arrivals and 70 departures. And that is the end of this news bulletin.